Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, proudly brought to you by Mizuno Golf.
Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, all part of the Golf Radio Network. We continue our beautiful journey with Hendrik Vandergelde of Beacon Hall. He's the membership coordinator and our personal tour guide today. And Hendrik, tell us a little bit about this Bob Cup, Tom McBroom design, the different nines, the front totally different from the back.
Well, the nice thing for our members, you know, you want to be tested in a lot of different ways from your home club. So we really benefit from having the front nine designed as more of a target style, Carolina pine design layout. And then as you open up to the back nine, you know, we walk right into a windy, windswept open field setting with a lot of fescue grasses, undulations, and bunkering that test you in completely different ways from the front nine.
And from your perspective, what's the better of the nines?
Well, you know, really, you have to decide based on your style of game, and mine is definitely not of the straight variety. So, so the back nine is a lot more fun for me to play. And yet, if you keep it in play, the front nine can be very rewarding. So in 1986, the founders, of which there was four primaries, managed to secure the property which was once the Toronto and North York Hunt Club, which was a fabulous property covered in beautiful fescue grasses, rolling hills, and they also secured the buildings. So they turned the old stable into what was initially, you know, the loft. They called the loft, which is the initial clubhouse, which eventually turned into our maintenance facility. It also allowed them to, you know, have an entrance off Yonge Street, and they started construction actually on the 15th hole, which they played for many years, called Fescue Fairways, before the golf course was even built, as number one.
Now, what hole are we on right now?
Just by chance, we're on 15.
Okay, now, I'm in the waste bunker. I just overcooked my drive a little bit, and typically what's... oh my gosh, that doesn't look good. Typically, what's the play out of here? Just to try and punch it out, I guess?
Yeah, the benefit is there's a par 5, so we're going to try and get you to about 120. We're going to take it up at this right-hand birch and get you to hit a little draw down the fairway. This one, the 16th, coming home, and, you know, a really tough stretch of holes coming into the clubhouse, presents a, you know, an amazing challenge from a shot maker's perspective. We got 223, usually into the prevailing wind, with nothing but fescue and bunkers between us and the pin. So today, we're facing a back right pin, which that gives you really no bailout area. So it just takes a great shot.
And I know in the next couple weeks, a national amateur event coming here, the Copas de Americanos or something like that, being held here. And you guys don't usually hold a lot of outside events. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, how the players are going to have to approach this course, and secondly, what it means, and maybe we can do that later, but what it means to have that event here.
Well, it really means a lot to us. We don't get a chance to host a lot of events, like you said, so bringing some of the world's best, even from a country perspective, really makes us proud. And we want to see how this golf course is going to hold up. Personally, I think it's going to hold up very well. It's a very fair golf course, and yet the shot value, especially coming into the greens, is very high. So I think the players are going to face a good test here.
And how do you think they should approach this course? Is it an aggressive course? I know we were talking a lot about placement golf.
Yeah, I think on the front nine, you're going to find that players are going to be happy with par, maybe one or two under on the front. They're going to, you know, play very much placement-style golf. Safety first, basically. On the back nine, they're going to get a chance to make up some strokes. We have three par fives on the back nine, and as long as you play the par threes well, the par fives are going to give you an opportunity to make some scores up here. So they're going to let it go on the back nine, I think.
Now, you're one up in our match with three to go, so we better get down to the tee here, and I'm feeling good about this one. Beacon Hall, host of the RCGA National Amateur Event called the Copas de Americanos, or something like that. I always screw that name up. And we're with Hendrik Vandergelde, membership coordinator at Beacon Hall. And Hendrik, a lot of countries, you talked about it, a lot of countries involved to this, and you guys are very, very excited about being able to host it. From a viewer perspective, will people be invited to come and follow players and watch the teams?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have, you know, not only the coaches and the RCGA officials and volunteers here, but also spectators. So, I mean, it's going to be a great event from a viewership standpoint, especially in a golf course you don't see every day. So we're pretty excited.
And Canada's won the last two events, I believe.
Exactly. A lot of pride, I think, going into this. You know, a lot of the players are young. So this gets them started feeling good about not only Canada, but playing on an international level.
And how many of those players have actually had a chance to play here? Are they still going to get some practice rounds in?
Absolutely. We've given them the opportunity to come back and see the golf course and make sure they're comfortable with it, especially the two players from not only the men's team, but the women's team.
Golf season is back, and Poplars is gearing up
for
another great year. It's
2-1
Golf Fridays at Poplars Golf Club. Every Friday, play two games
for
the price of one. Poplars Golf Club in Tweed. Full details, click on poplarsgolfclub.com.
Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems. Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work, but not when you put it in the hands of MicroAge. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroAge has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroAge in Belleville and Kingston. Computer solutions have never been so clear.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell. Who's winning?
Brent, it's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza. Because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on. Unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.
Pinnacle Music Studios is Southeastern Ontario's authorized Yamaha piano dealer. We carry the finest crafted instruments from digital pianos to the world-renowned Yamaha grand pianos. So whether you're a concert-level artist needing a large grand piano or a beginner just starting out, we have a Yamaha instrument to meet your needs and your budget. With over a century of piano manufacturing experience and innovation, Yamaha pianos are the premier choice of concert venues, music schools, professional musicians, and music enthusiasts around the world. Play a Yamaha today at Pinnacle Music Studios, downtown Belleville.
Come on now, be Luke. I can do it. Play like Luke. Be Luke Donald.
What are you doing?
I'm visualizing. Just got my MP67 irons. And these, oh, they're sweet.
Visualizing? Jeez, just hit the ball. What's so great about MP67s anyway?
Grain flow forged club heads and a new slender cut muscle design. A real player's club with great feel. It gives me better control.
Hey, that's a nice shot. Mind if I borrow your MP67 irons?
Get your own set. Your pro can custom fit you. These Mizuno irons will change your game.
Mizuno, your passion is our obsession.